This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal.
Senate Republicans have agreed to delay confirmation hearings for some of the president-elect's cabinet picks to give federal ethics officials and senators, one assumes, more time to vet those nominees. Hearings for Andrew Puzder, the choice for labor secretary, and the commerce pick Wilbur Ross have been postponed. No date has been set yet for Treasury Secretary-designee Steven Mnuchin's hearing. And that all raises this not insignificant question. Who do you suppose is going to be in charge of economic policy come next Friday at noon? Marketplace's Amy Scott has that one.
When billionaires are being vetted for cabinet positions, it takes time to go through all their finances and resolve any conflicts of interest.
Inheritances and lots of businesses and different accounts and trusts.
Elaine Kmark directs the Center for Effective Public Management at the Brookings Institution.
It's just a ton of stuff to file, get together, and to look over.
The delay could mean some key economic policy positions remain unfilled after Inauguration Day, but economist Chris Edwards with the Cato Institute isn't worried.
I don't think it matters for the national economy or, you know, the smooth functioning of the government.
He says a delay in confirmation could stall changes the Trump administration wants to make, like reversing expanded overtime protections. But the Department of Commerce will keep gearing up for the next big census. Labor will keep paying out unemployment benefits.
Those sorts of operations go on with or without political leadership.
More concerning to NYU public service professor Paul Light are the more than 3,000 lower-level positions the Trump administration needs to fill.
Undersecretaries, the deputy secretaries, they're very important to actually executing the president's agenda.
Light says compared to the past few administrations, the Trump transition is behind on those hires, risking a government with, in his words, department heads, but no necks. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.